Time to get the dirt on all of Hollywood. It's the Hollywood Report with Rosie LaDue.
Lauryn Hill is being sued for rent. She's been renting a South Orange, New Jersey mansion since 2009. However, she stopped making payments last month. Her landlord has gone to court to file a legal ultimatum: pay your rent now or get evicted. An arrest warrant has been issued to rapper Lil Flip after he missed his court hearing. Flip is accused of gun and drug possession. When he was a no-show, the judge held him in contempt and issued the warrant. Meanwhile, his attorney said that he was unaware of the hearing and looks forward to clearing things up. Tito Jackson is accused of disappointing over 200 Detroit students and pocketing thousands of dollars without doing his job. Daryl Strickland, the promoter who organized Tito Jackson's This Is It talent search, claims that he paid Tito $3,500 to judge the competition, but he was a no-show. Over 200 students were expecting to see him, and lots of money went into promotion of the event. Strickland said a lawsuit will be filed if Tito doesn't give back the advance fee. Jay-Z has now officially relinquished his minority stake in the Brooklyn Nets. In a statement posted on his website, he gave his thanks and stated that he's now focusing on building the brands of professional athletes. His statement read in part, "Being a member of the Nets organization surpassed some of my greatest ambitions. It was never about an investment. It's about the Nets in Brooklyn. My job as an owner is over, but as a fan, it's just begun. I'm a Brooklyn Net forever." In related news, for the first time, Time Magazine's annual 100 Most Influential People in the World issue will feature 7 separate covers, one of which is Jay-Z. Some of the people to make the list include President Barack Obama, who makes the cut for the 8th time. Other repeats include Oprah Winfrey, Sandra Rhimes, creator of ABC Scandal and Grey's Anatomy, Beyonce, Justin Timberlake, LeBron James, and newcomer Miguel.